T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Presented to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You're locked in to Bears Monday on The Score. Listen all day as we react to the Bears' loss to the Cardinals. Get analysis from our Bears experts and take your calls. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR in HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. An Odyssey station.
The Score!
Transition is brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Call Aloha for all of your water, fire, and mold needs.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers, and we want to thank them for that. Want to thank Evan Thomas for getting us up and running on Twitch. And really, let's thank everyone. We had a lot of people calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Monday.
Yes, please continue to listen. It is Packer week. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it. And the Bulls play tonight, so that's a happy subject. We'll have a Victory Tuesday tomorrow. And thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Golden design wall, looking for the end zone, and he's got Jimmy Graham. This time it's a touchdown.
If I was an offensive lineman in the huddle, I would have dropped about 9 F-bombs when that play came in. We're going to explode to whatever that was left and run a sprint left with Andy Dalton, who has, two, I think, red zone interceptions, almost had one more against the Lions. And we're going to throw it to Jimmy Graham when I got David Montgomery standing, right behind me, and I'm 1 inch from the end zone.
Only 9 expletives?
Hey, there's a play clock, David. I got to get to the line of scrimmage. We don't want to get a delay again.
Olin, fantastic. And thanks to Ray Diaz. Ray, you are a beautiful human.
We just have to see day by day where he's at. I thought he got a lot better last week, and that's a positive. As we go through this, we got to just keep communicating with him, with our doctors, and find out where his pain level's at and make sure that he's safe through it all as well. We want to make sure that he's protected and that he's at full strength, when he is able to get back out there. So it'll be something where we get into this, and it's literally, hour by hour, literally, hour by hour, literally, hour by hour, literally, hour by hour.
What?
Yeah. It's Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi. It's
Dan,
literally
Layla.
Hour by hour. Poor Justin Fields didn't even sleep last night.
He didn't sleep with a wink.
They kept
wink.
Shaking him awake. Like,
literally, hour
I
by hour.
I feel now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Can't even.
No, but it's not just hour by hour. It's literally.
Literally,
as
hour by hour.
As opposed to figuratively
exactly.
Hour by hour.
He doesn't mean that it's literal. Wake him up.
I don't even know why there's that sense of
urgency.
Urgency.
Because it makes them feel like they're not going to get fired.
Literally.
Maybe.
I think they cling to the smallest things because it's all slipping through their fingers.
Well, they could still have a winning record. I don't know if that gets them in the playoffs. I haven't seen who's in the hunt.
I heard you ask
questions. In the hunt.
Yeah, in the hunt. Stop.
Your favorite phrase today.
Stop. Yeah.
In the hunt.
It's cool. I said on Twitter, I kind of took it and ran with it. I'm in the hunt to be 110 pounds during the holiday season. I'm in the hunt to be a millionaire.
Same.
I'm in the hunt to also not have all of my umbrellas be broken and turned inside out every time I use them in the rain and wind. I'm in the hunt for all of those things.
Did you have an umbrella incident yesterday?
I'm a walking umbrella incident. I'm nowhere near 110 pounds or a millionaire.
And members of walking umbrella incident. Why do you have umbrella issues?
I could get to 110.
Because I refuse to use a vented
amputation.
Umbrella.
Oh, Okay, we can get you like a good golf umbrella with all of like the. It's like having a parachute almost.
I live in the city. I'm not going to take out seven people.
Yeah,
I walk
you are.
By.
Yeah, be that gangster. Just walk down the street, knocking
that's,
everybody
that's
over.
And you don't being a jerk.
You don't want to have too nice of an umbrella in the city. Either,
truth.
Do you?
Yes, all of those things. Or so, you what are you guys in the hunt for? Subprime mortgages, avoidance of mustard stains,
8 hours of sleep.
Oh, that's a.
Yeah, there you
cause.
Go. That's another fallacy. That's another thing that's never going to happen.
In the hunt. That's a good one. What are you in the,
what
hunt,
are you in
for?
The hunt for?
That is seemingly unrealistic.
90% vaccination rates.
I'm still working on the time travel technology because I think I'm going to go back and invest in Bitcoin.
Well, not the last few days.
Well, no. I mean, not, yeah, you're gonna, I'm talking about yeah. back when. When it was first brought up to
if
me.
If you could time travel, though, you would do something more profound than go back to the beginning of Bitcoin, right?
No, I'd try to make money. Yeah, I'd use it. Right. I'd use it poorly. I would be
you
like.
Screw it up somehow.
I would totally be like an evil, like dumb, like, you had time travel and that's what you did?
Right.
I would shock people with how simple and dumb my ideas would be.
You would butterfly effect Bitcoin, essentially. The tech bros would be very mad at you.
So did the in the hunt thing trigger you guys yesterday in the same way? Because I just thought that was ridiculous.
No, it didn't, because what triggered me was something Mark Schlereth said. We'll get to it a little bit later, because it recapitulated something that happened 18 years ago. It was also in a Bears-Cardinals game. At 10 o'clock, we're going to revisit it, because when I mentioned it, Chris Tannehill actually found the sound from 18 years ago.
I meant to say to you, you played the Doug Buffone, you know, embarrassed about being with the Bear. I mean, that was really good, and I loved hearing that.
And I'm glad you brought up Doug's name, because I was going to say this. The more I listen, this is probably the nicest thing I can say about someone's work. And there's a long way to go to get to sort of this overall level of personality. But when it comes to the Bears specifically, Olin Krutz is the new Doug. Olin is the new Doug. Olin is the conscience of the players' mentality, of everything we romanticize and everything that is still real and true about a player's mentality. And we make fun of it, and we talk about, you know, Doug used to call it the Neanderthal gene, and he used to talk about it even with a self-aware wink. But, you know, it took time. It took many, many years for Doug, even as a general talk show host, to offer things about himself and his personal life and make people really know him, which is above and beyond. But when it comes to the Bears and one's relationship to the Bears and connection to the fan, Olin is channeling a lot of what made Doug very special. And it's meaningful. We're very lucky to have him on our airwaves, because it's really special what he does, the energy that he brings, the work that he does. And you know, he and I, when I was a reporter, he was a player. We've had all sorts of our times butting heads with each other. But I have a lot of respect for how hard he works at this part of his job and how rock solid his football sensibility compass remains amid all this. Because when he said what he said about David Montgomery not getting the ball.
Yeah.
It seems like a little thing, but that speaks to football sensibility. That speaks to something that just is offensive about the way this coaching staff, the way they see this game.
What is it tell? That's a reveal.
It's anathema. Yeah. It's just feels wrong. And I get it. I get it. I get where he's coming from. There's something unjust about it, and that people, Bears fans, will remember Walter Payton in the locker room in New Orleans and why it was William Perry trying to throw a pass on the goal line, and then why it was William Perry getting the ball on the goal line, and what seemed unjust and wrong about that, and selfish and weird and self-serving. And it reminds me of that, the way Olin talked about it. I get it. I get what he's saying.
To answer your question, I just thought it was another buzz phrase the Bears would use to gaslight us later.
That they were in the hunt?
Hey, we were in the hunt for the playoffs.
Fox said so.
Oh, that they're planting seeds for the postseason press conference?
Like, it's just another excuse they can make later about something to try to, like, show us that we didn't see what we saw yesterday.
4-8 says you're in the hunt for a new coach. Yeah, that could be the
you're
next
in the hunt
graphic.
For a first-round pick.
Oh, you're in a terrible NFC. That's what that shows.
It's not, yesterday
and there's seven teams ahead of you.
Yeah, there wasn't really competitive. That's a problem, you know. And when you don't score touchdowns, you get triggered by the ones you do score because they aren't in the way that you'd like to score them.
Even when right? you score,
yeah.
You do Did it you wrong. Ever think yeah. the Bears were going to win that game?
No,
right?
Not for a moment.
Not. I think again when the Cole Kmet fumble slash interception, whatever that play was, that was pretty much. That if I had the opportunity, if I weren't me and didn't have to do a post game and didn't have to watch this contractually, that's when I would have turned it off.
Yeah, that would have been a good spot to start. But when the weather turned the way in the morning, the conversation you started to yes. think, okay, well,
this is playing into the
yeah.
Bears
how
hands.
Badly do the Cardinals want to be here? Cross Kyler Murray country. With you know, bad hammy and this and that, or an ankle, and Hopkins, they could talk themselves out of playing. And then you saw, oh no, they're playing.
Yeah, they're playing.
And Cliff Kingsbury, he's doing sprints.
Yeah,
and you know what? They're going to be more ready than you are. The Chicago team that lives here.
And Cliff Kingsbury is running into his own players and his nose is bleeding, his face is bleeding.
Yeah, did you see that?
That was awesome.
Yeah, right?
That was so football coachy. I loved it.
Yeah. That was awesome. Peak football coachy.
Yeah, it was.
And at least those rumors of his coaching whereabouts got put to bed quickly with Brent Venables being named the coach at Oklahoma.
Yeah, that made sense, right? Right.
Yes. There was a press conference where Brent Venables came to speak. And he brought out his, like, you know, his prepared statement. And a lot of times the coaches will talk a lot in a press conference thinking that if they do, you're not going to ask any more questions. We all know that is a fool's errand. He talked for 22 minutes straight.
It was 22?
About defense.
Wow.
It was epic.
Is this an all-time philosophical shift as far as head coaches go from Lincoln Riley to Venables? You talk about the pendulum. And where you are from, what you care about you, what you do every day, yeah. and the prism through which you see the game. I mean, that program is going to go through that offensive coordinator hire is essentially a co-head coach.
But it essentially
hire, right?
a lot. That's a really good point. But I think it also essentially gives him the freedom to duplicate Lincoln Riley in that style if they want to, in that system if they want to, because he's all about. Defense, just the way Matt Nagy's all about offense, or guys you hire are all about one side of the football. Lincoln Riley was all about that scheme. That's why he got the job and excelled at it. Now you hire a guy who's bringing his defense to Norman. He can have the offense stay the way it is.
It reminds me of like the Nagy Fangio relationship.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you would want to say, look, whatever you're doing over there, you keep doing it as long as you get the job done.
So it might be a smart move.
Yep.
Might be a very smart move. Even though he doesn't have a ton of head coaching experience, but you're able to just, all right, we're going to keep the offense the way it is. We've recruited these guys for these roles. We're just going to play defense my way, and I'm going to be your leader.
Was the singing caller back?
Yeah.
Is he back today?
Yes. Hey. Yes.
Yeah. That takes a lot of guts to put that out there.
He's got a beautiful voice.
It's probably Parkins disguising his voice.
Is Parkins a beautiful singer?
No, he's got a great voice, but can't sing.
Oh. That's well, this guy bit. Can sing.
Yeah.
He's a crooner.
Yeah. He made a promo this past week.
He did make a promo.
And I was like, that's a well-deserved promo.
Oh, did he really make a promo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also, this week, he added a little bit of, he had a riff at the end about Harbaugh. And yeah, it was nice.
It was good.
It was a special moment on our show.
Man.
Yeah. You know, the score rule of thumb on that, though, is anytime some little novelty caller or whoever has a thing that starts to become a thing, they always get way too excited about themselves and ruin the bit.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to open it for a contest right. or anything.
Right.
We're
call not that a singer show. Idol?
Yeah. No. We're not doing that one.
When somebody loves you.
That's no good. No,
Molly can sing every morning if he wants. That's great. We could do that. We could have a segment.
How lucky would you be?
Would it be
cool there?
Would it be better or worse than Sunday? This coming Sunday.
Oh boy.
Well, you know what?
I think it would be better.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
It's gonna be painful for the Bears, but at the same time,
stomp the toe.
What?
Stomp the toe.
Stomp the toe. Well, you can stomp the toe all you want.
Sweep the leg.
This team is in such a state that you could bring in, you could bring up in the backup, and I think that you'd still be Jordan Love would beat the Bears. I think on Sunday night,
Sean Desai should offer a special reward for a toe stomp on Aaron Rodgers. What do you think?
A bounty? No, don't start that.
Bounty gate.
You know, we talk about ramifications of big losses, and we talk about what this, where this leaves the Bears after yesterday.
Sweep the leg.
Nothing speaks to the McCaskies louder than getting embarrassed by the Packers.
Oh, yeah. This is...
To
this
what
is,
end?
Well, to what end? We've seen it before.
They may sit up and take notice.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
I'm telling you.
They may have a degree of umbrage.
Dan, you're staring at, if you're a Bears fan, back-to-back nationally televised embarrassments. And you have guys that are going to be critiquing and taking the pulse of your team, if it's still there, faint as it is, of your organization, you know, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth. And then you've got the Monday Night Football crew. That kind of national attention should get your attention if you're not, if you're asleep at the wheel.
So Michaels and Collinsworth yesterday, as they were wrapping up the broadcast, didn't even talk about the Bears. It was like the Packers were playing nobody. They're like, yeah, the Packers have a chance for home field, and then we might have to go to Green Bay. And then they're like, but it could be Tampa, but it could be Arizona. We'll see next week. And I'm like, man, they didn't even want to acknowledge the other team. Like, it's not even worth their time.
Well, I mean, honestly, I mean it. Like, the look-ahead line was 11.
It's 13.
Now it's 13. So what does that tell you? I don't think there is a lot of kind of groundswell that the Bears are going to go in there and teach Aaron Rodgers a lesson. There
and yet, I think NBC probably looked at it. Chicago market, Aaron Rodgers is a polarizing guy.
Yeah.
People are going to want to see what he does.
He owns them.
He owns them. They're going to play that up. And that's why they weren't flexed out of this, I guess. I suppose if you're looking for reasons, this has to be.
I think it's just they hate us personally.
Great, great text here. Guy says they would stomp the wrong toe.
Oh, so true.
Not that.
Not your toe.
It's the COVID
his
toe.
COVID toe.
His.
COVID toe.
The COVID toe. Oh, damn it. Man.
Yeah, that's funny.
What have ye today?
It's Bears Monday. What have we not? Kevin Fishbane is going to join us at 9:40. Hub will be with us at 11. Hub took a strong stand in his Shaw Media column about organizational change as well. It was along the lines, David, of what you were writing about what they're confronting and the larger and daunting, terrifying question of who is making these decisions.
Be sure to ask Kevin Fishbane. I had some fun with him yesterday about Rodney Adams.
Well, that's our guy. He sucks, but that's our guy.
So sad.
I know. Just catch the ball. Just it's catch it. It's there and it's a ball.
I think Fishbane had the first 500 words of that story written if he just would have come down with the pass.
We also are going, like I said, we're going to revisit something that was said in the broadcast that recapitulated something almost 20 years ago, almost identically. Ryan Pace can't be allowed to say some of the things that he just says with impunity. And there does have to be a brief little island to celebrate the selection of Minnie Minoso.
Yeah.
The Hall of Fame. It's a huge deal.
It's a big deal.
It's one thing that over time I've learned to appreciate more, and he deserves to be celebrated.
It's great.
Have a great show.
Have a great one.
Literally, you know, hour by hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.